you see a lot of that. Yeah. What about, you got any poisonous plants around here?
There is one. What the heck is it called? There's a bunch of it over here around Mount Blanca.
Yep, poison ivy.
Loco weed. Okay. Right. You know, and that, if a horse eats loco weed, I'm telling you, they go crazy as heck. They completely lose their brain.
Hence the name, huh? Uh-huh. Does it kill them after a while, or do they just get stupid?
Oh, no, they get stupid. They don't ever eat again or anything else. I mean, they go in circles, and it literally kills their brain.
That's scary.
And then they won't go and eat, and they won't drink water, and they'll die.
Huh.
Loco weed will kill them big time.
You got any creeping brush or vines around here? Do you see that much?
We do, and I don't know what to tell you it is. It's a... Okay. Okay, it's a little tiny, I've heard it called mouse ear. Mm-hmm. It's a little tiny leaf, and that's exactly what it is. It's a little mouse ear shape. But that sucker, one little stem will cover this table.
Huh.
You know, huge.
It grows, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty fast.
Uh-huh. I planted a new lawn again this last spring because it had taken it out. Mm-hmm. And I sprayed this stuff heavily. Then we rototilled it heavily. But if you ever break a chunk of that off, and put it over there, it'll grow again. It's a mess. But I don't know what the name of it is.
Okay.
But yeah, we have those, and we have goat heads, too.
What are they called?
Goat heads. Now, Eastern Colorado has a bunch of them. We have them around here, too, though. They come out, and they make... First, they start with 5 clusters.
Mm-hmm.
Then each one of those pop apart, but then each one of those has stickers. The one here and one here, and one down here. So consequently, you got goat head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And oh, they are so bad. I mean, they're so sharp. They'll go right through your shoes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Called goat heads.
Okay. Let me ask you about, is there a major river in Alamosa?
Rio Grande.
Okay.
This is Rio Grande that comes through here.
That would work. Do you have any smaller streams?
Oh, yeah.
Around?
You got the Alamosa River and you got the Canaas River that come in just right down south of us.
Okay. Do you have any what would be called creeks, or would they be considered?
Well, what they call Rock Creek, just up here just north of us.
Okay. Do you have...
And it's just a small creek. It's probably at the widest point, half of this table.
Yeah.
But it's full of fish.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Trout?
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
Right. But most of them are what they call the little brookies.
You
normally get 6 to 8 inches long, but you take them home, french fry the suckers, and eat them bones and all. Delicious.
Are they? My stepdad's a big panfish person, so he catches, he loves, you know, people go out and they get whatever, but he likes bluegill and perch, and he loves it. We love it too, because he makes it all the time.
Uh-huh.
He does get an occasional trout, brings it down, and that's good.
Uh-huh.
He's a good fisherman too. Lake, more of a lake person.
Though. Right.
Do you get any creeks that are only around in wet weather? They dry up otherwise?
Oh, yeah. Rock Creek right over here.
Okay, Rock Creek's one of them.
Rock Creek is one of them that dries up.
Okay.
In the summer, it dries up down here. Now, it continues to run around Monta Vista.
Okay.
But in the summer, they pull that, they block it off, and they pull it and put it out in their brome grass meadows. You know.
Okay. That'll
use
work.
It for irrigation.
Yeah.
Flooding.
So
then we do. Ours dries up.
Yeah. That's what happens. Do you have anything you call a basin around here? Some sort of a landform called a basin? Do you use that at all? Okay. What about swamps? Do you have any of those around here?
At the Monta Vista Refuge, it's almost all swamp. That's what we call it, anyway, is a swamp. Because when you walk out through there, your feet sink at every step. You know, I mean, it's soggy, gushy, mossy and stuff. That's what we call swamp.
Okay.
Now, that's the only swamp that I can tell you I know anything about.
Okay.
Is the one up there at the refuge where they, see, that's all closed off to deer and...